meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Adam Carolla, how old today?
38 years old today.
Almost big. You're almost crossing over. Yeah, at 40, you really can't. Your testosterone levels hit a real low, and that's it. You just wait to die.
I'll tell you, I've already seen my skills diminish incredibly.
Like thinking skills? Or?
Mentally?
Yeah.
No, I never had those.
That's true.
There's nothing to diminish. No, I never thought of myself as a thinker, so...
No, but I mean the speed of what you think, that kind of stuff, memory recall, word recall.
That's just day-to-day. You never know how that's going to go.
Don't notice that. You will.
Now, two things happened to me. I'm getting old things happened to me over the weekend. Played some hoops on Saturday. Played well. Felt great. This and that. Looking good. Hit the winning shot and all that good stuff. Got a elbow to the face at a certain point. No big deal. Didn't hurt too much. And I was looking in the mirror the following morning, and as you can see, Drew, well, it's not very
purple.
Light in here,
nice.
You can see a sort of half a black eye, purple, like that old person.
Yes.
Kind of.
It's like the old
what
guy.
What happens to your grandmother?
He fell out of bed and hit the dresser on the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, now here's the point. The point is I've been punched in the face a million times. I rarely get a mark. This was an elbow to the face, but it wasn't much anything. Didn't even stop me. I was like, yeah. The guy was like, oh. So I was like, yeah, it's all right.
You taking aspirin or anti-inflammatories or anything?
No. Why?
Yeah. It'll make you do that easier.
Oh, it'll do it easier?
Yeah.
I may have had a couple of aspirin.
Oh, well, there you go.
An aspirin?
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, the point is I took almost nothing to the face, and I have half a black eye. That's number one. Number two, playing softball today. Pinched a nerve in my neck just warming up. Not just swinging the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Just pinched that nerve right in my neck, then proceeded to go out in the outfield and, drop a ball that was hit right to me. I mean, I started thinking to myself, Jesus, you're getting old. Like, you're losing it.
Well,
your coordination.
Sort of poetic that it was on your birthday.
You're not moving very fast. You're dropping easy balls. I mean, this
nice.
Scary.
It's
yeah,
Brian,
coming undone.
The Brian song.
Yeah, I got a brain tumor or something. Couldn't hit the ball. I mean, a couple home runs, you know.
Oh, well.
But no good power. It was,
the,
it was a disaster.
2 years ago, maybe more. The last time you and I boxed, when you had me hitting that water bag that you had hanging over at the Loveline television studio.
Yeah.
I was never the same after that.
Yeah.
I pinched it over my neck, never got better.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? What do you do with that pinched neck nerve, by the way? Because
depends. I'll see what you got going there.
All right. Warm up.
Just a study.
Three games of softball with this pinched nerve in my neck. And it's the world's lamest excuse. All it does is sort of bother you.
Yes.
No one buys it. You still look like an idiot. And it doesn't prevent you from, it's not like you drop the ball because you have the pinched nerve.
They just did a study.
Excuse.
A really, fairly well done study that showed that manipulation and massage and various modalities is the best thing for that.
All right. Well, get busy, buddy.
All right. Ann's coming in here.
Star.
She does a good neck massage.
You're 14, Ann does?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. I had a threesome, and I lost my virginity in it. And I'm 14, and they were 19 and 20, and they haven't called me back yet.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And
Well, hold on a second.
It's funny the way she said she had a threesome, she lost her virginity in it. And I'm picturing, well, people were drunk, the lights were off, in the tussle, the virginity could have got, you know, sometimes it gets thrown behind the edge of the bed where it slid up against the wall.
Yeah, you lost it.
You can't find it. They'll probably mail it to you.
But here's the real comedy, or maybe the tragedy is, hey, the guys aren't calling me back.
Well,
I'm in love now.
Is this guys or is this a couple?
They're guys.
Well, two guys.
Yeah.
Why would they call you back? I don't understand. What is your expectation?
Well, I was just hoping, I'd have some closure.
Closure?
Well, you probably want to keep seeing at least one of these guys, right?
I guess.
All right, well, that's sort of the normal feeling, but unfortunately, these guys are criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also might be pregnant.
Did they know how old you were?
No.
Did they have...
I'm having trouble believing this. It's just not jiving.
Yeah.
Liar, whore, you know it.
What are their names?
Do I have to say?
What are they?
Okay, David and Peter.
And how'd you meet them?
I met one of them at In-N-Out, and the other one was his roommate.
Poetic.
And just in the same day this all went on?
No, it was like the day after I met him.
One day later, okay. Well, right. At least it wasn't the same day they met.
I gave, now I believe you. And why might you be pregnant?
Because I'm a week late on my period.
How long did this happen?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so we're going to get a pregnancy test here first.
Three weeks ago would have made it 2 weeks ago from her period and put her right in the
sweet spot.
Right in the sweet spot, yeah, of the pregnancy zone, yes?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Hey, Star, what's going on, baby? What's happening?
Not much.
What'd your dad do to you?
Nothing.
He's not paying attention to you?
No, he paid plenty of attention to me.
How old was your mom when she got pregnant?
35.
Are you doing a lot of drugs or something? Or what's happening?
I got arrested.
For what?
For possession of Vicodin, Valium, Adderall.
So you're doing a bunch of drugs?
Yeah.
What's up that you need that kind of escape already? 14. Well, where's the pain coming from?
I don't know. I just wanted to be, like, experimental at first.
No. Where's the pain coming from? What kind of emotional pain do you carry around with you, or did you deal with?
No, Drew, I didn't. Man, it's too heavy for that. Star.
Uh huh.
Yeah, forget about these guys.
Uh huh.
If you do want to do something with these guys, I would say report them to the police because they're criminals.
Would have to find out.
Okay. Well, how about you get some? Go to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you're pregnant, and see about getting on some birth control, and stop having sex. You're 14, baby.
But the sex.
And what's up?
The sex is just like the Vicodin, the Adderall, and everything else. This is all escape. This is all trying to unmanage. You must have been traumatized. Were you traumatized growing up?
No, not that I can remember.
Are you adopted?
No.
And your parents are great?
Yeah.
And no one abused you?
No.
How are they dealing with all this that's going down with you now?
They're actually being pretty cool about it. They're, like, being really nice and stuff.
Okay, well then listen, stop acting out. Stop it. You have no excuse. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
Parents didn't do anything to you? Stop it with the drugs and the sex and the whole thing. You're 14. All right. I don't know. It's funny. Well, have a good life, baby. I don't know. You know, listen, when somebody was abused, I understand it, and I feel some compassion for them. But look, your parents are cool, they're together, nothing happened to you. All right, I'm taking your word for it. Then stop it.
But there's something impaired in the parents being nice in the face of their daughter being arrested for Vicodin, Adderall, and Valium possession.
Well.
Cool, no problem. But she's just into those things. Cool, whatever she's into.
But Drew, yeah. You know, I was talking to somebody today about your parents and their influence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was had the opportunity because my birthday spent a little time with my parents this weekend and grandparents and that kind of stuff, and realized how little I am like them.
How little you are like them.
And how happy I am about that.
Yes.
I couldn't be more elated. And I thought to myself, you know what? Everything you get's just a hand dealt to you. I mean, genetically.
Yeah.
My dad is a 100% puss.
Yeah.
He can't do anything physically, and he has no interest in anything mechanical, building cars, anything. And no one in my entire family does. I have a great interest
in
it.
But sometimes that's a compensation for what they didn't do.
Okay. But also, no one really has a sense of humor in my family either. Whatever they got, I didn't get. I got everything else.
Right.
And I couldn't be happier about that.
Right.
But I realize your parents pretty much teach you how to relate to the opposite sex,
mm-hmm,
and some of your own sex. You know, if your mom pulls a number on you and you're a guy, you're going to have trouble with women.
Mm-hmm.
And if your dad pulls a number on you and you're a girl, you're going to have trouble with men.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, your height, your eye color, your sense of humor, your musical ear, your vertical leap.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's all pretty much in the code, the DNA.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't really think, I just don't think their influence means that much. I know you do. I know you think it has more
influence.
Well,
it's at early.
I just think they can screw you up.
Here's early event, right. Early events have profound influence on everything that follows. And we're beginning to work that out. Why? What is the neurology? What is the brain chemistry and anatomy that results in that or causes that?
Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca?
Yes.
What's happening? You're 18.
Yeah. I start a job tomorrow at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband is having just some problems with that. And you know, I love him dearly. And his main concern is just that he thinks that I will like taking my clothes off in front of other people. And it's not the fact that I like just to dance.
You've already confused me. How old is your husband?
He's 18 also.
And that doesn't surprise you that he'd have a problem with you taking your clothes off in front of other people?
It doesn't surprise me.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Is there anything I can do to make him feel better about it?
No.
Yeah, give him like half off a lap dance and a drink coupon.
No way. You were there to sexually arouse men. That's what that job is.
Well, you're doing it because you like to dance?
Yeah.
That may be what you that's what you think. That may be why your impulse to do it, but the fact is they're not there to watch you because they like dancing.
Yeah.
Is it a topless place?
Yeah, it's pretty much what I end up in is just a 2 G-string.
2 G-strings?
Yeah.
What do you have? Is one
3 vaginas or 4? How many vaginas? 2 G-strings.
Yeah.
Why 2, by the way?
I'm not sure. That's just what they told me to wear.
2 G-strings?
Yeah.
You mean one on top of the other?
Yeah.
One of them you got to take off, don't you?
No.
You double up on the G-strings, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you know why? It's like today, when you break in a new pair of cleats, you wear 2 socks. You don't want to get a blister on your vagina the first day
at
work.
Good, good.
You're breaking in that new vagina.
Yeah.
You're dancing to that cherry pie. You got to, or... What's our big strip club?
Girls.
Yeah. Rebecca, hold on a second. Turn down, Anderson. I want to get you ready for tomorrow night. What's your name going to be?
Oh, it's Frost.
Frost?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hit it, Anderson. Yeah, but I'm coming to New Time. Going to Buster Cherry. Frost coming to Stage 5. Frost wearing 5 G-strings. Husband doesn't want her there. Blah, 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 blah. Got married at 18. Blah, 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 blah. Loves to dance. Hates y'all. Get her the mini bottles of champagne. Only 21. Businessman special. Blah, 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 blah. ATMs. Blah, 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 blah. You're going to hear this in your sleep, Rebecca. That's all you're going to hear. You're gonna go to sleep. So you're just going to hear that guy go. Oh,
what's with Rebecca that she's in such massive denial about what this job is?
Yeah. Of course your husband doesn't want you to dance. What do you think? Why are you screwing with him? What's up with you? What's wrong with the world?
It's a job. That's how I think about it. It's just a job.
Yeah, I know. And so is prostitution.
He works at Fascinations, which is pretty much along the same lines, but, you know, a different job.
Well, we're not going to know what that name is. We don't know.
I'm guessing it's not a children's bookstore.
What is it?
It's an adult store.
So it's a adult bookstore.
Yeah, but he's sitting behind a counter that's raised up 5 feet off the ground. I don't know why the adult store counters are like 8 feet off the ground, but you have to jump up to pull your chin up to the top so you can give the guy your credit card.
It's humiliating.
But they're way up. They're like the judges. It's like the judges. What do they call
bench.
That? The bench. Yes, it is the bench. He's just working. Yeah, but he's got a bunch of guys that don't speak English, and he's getting $5 an hour sitting there like a sap, mopping up after the guys beat off in the booth. He's not doing anything. What do you think? It's a bunch of hot chicks rolling into that place? Please. All right, look, just something's wrong with you. I don't know what. I don't know why you guys are married at 18.
Where are you running away from and why?
We wanted to get married.
Where are you running away from and why?
I'm not running away from anything.
All right. Well, then dance your ass off and explain to him why he shouldn't care. All right?
He's going to care. You're going to have to deal with the fact that he's going to care and care quite a bit.
Do they do lap dances at your place?
No.
Just dancing up on stage?
Yes.
All right. You angry about something?
No.
All right. Well, don't have any kids, right?
No, we don't.
No. But use protection because this thing's going to be over in about 4 months. All right?
The marriage.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Unless you can be empathic to his feelings and have some understanding of his point of view. You can't understand the person, you can't stay in a relationship.
All right.
Good times. True. Seriously, the difference between a guy working in an adult bookstore, these poor saps just sit there on that stool.
That's the equivalent to him working behind the multiple panes of glass at a gasoline station.
Right.
Same thing.
Clean up aisle 5.
Yeah.
There's guys beating off in there. He's just sitting there. Once in a while, some joker wants to return a butt plug. No, my partner died. I'm sorry. You see the sign? No returns on dildos, vibrators, butt plugs, or C-rings. Yeah, but it's still in the cellophane. I'm sorry, sir, that $8.95 is going to be chalked up to experience. Oh, I mean, that's what you're dealing with. Guys pricing a dong hardening catalyst behind the counter, having you pull. You know, you have to test this stuff out.
Yeah.
There's no return, so you got to fire up that vibrator. Make sure it works.
Level denial here. Just because he's working around sexually content material, therefore it's the same thing.
Right.
Dancing in a club. Hmm.
Right.
Interesting.
All right. Kay?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I think I'm in love with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
I met her like about maybe a year ago.
Uh-oh.
She's just like really nice to me. She like cares about people, and it's like it seems like it's rare to find that anymore. People like used to care, but it seems like people don't anymore.
Yeah, back when Kay was 15, that was 12, yeah. 4 years in 1998.
Back in 1999,
yeah.
98. Hey, let's face it, the late 90s, 98, 99, different time,
mm-hmm.
Different era.
People cared then.
People cared. What the hell are you talking about? People don't care these days. Where do you get that crap?
Well, first of all, does she know your name?
Yeah.
And have you ever gone on a date with her?
No, because she's with somebody.
Okay, so there you go. She's with someone else.
Hey, Special K, you're going to ruin your entire high school career just pining after one chick that's not interested in you.
Well, doesn't really know him.
Who's not interested, yeah. Do you understand?
She knows me.
She knows you.
Yeah, she knows that she can talk to me if she needs somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
She knows
all right, me. But Kay, that is not somebody who's gonna have a relationship with, probably ever. Okay.
Kay, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with the self-esteem, buddy?
I don't know. I guess I don't believe that people like really like me for who I am.
Well, nobody likes anyone for who they are. I mean, and by the way, what is? Hold on a second. I'm going to go on a minor rant here. What is all this for who I am? What are you? You're a kid with a zit and a learner's permit. What do you mean, who I am? You're nobody. Nobody. Everyone is just who they are. What do you have at 16?
Right,
I mean, listen, I can understand if you're some kind of, you know, major celebrity or sports personality or something, and then you got a chick who may be in love with Mike Piazza, the baseball player, and not Mike, the family man, or who the hell knows. But this case in the 10th grade here.
Right.
And he's getting all melodramatic about everything. These days, people don't seem to care. She loves me for who I am. This is nonsense.
Right.
Okay, what are you doing? What are you doing? Reading too much?
No.
You may be reading too much.
I hardly ever read.
Do you have much friends?
Would you sit home and watch soaps all day? Where do you even get this language?
I skate most of the day.
You smoke a lot of weed?
Not a lot.
Every day, though?
No. I smoke it maybe, like, on the weekends. Like,
Right, like Thursday through Tuesday weekend?
No, like Saturday and Sunday weekend. Besides, I go to like an alternative school.
Oh no! You go to one of those free range schools. Call your teachers by their first names.
Yep.
Kids smoking outside. Right, learning nothing except for how to hate the man. Can you
obsessing about why people don't like me for who I really am?
Why are you going to alternative school? That's nonsense.
I guess I got in too much trouble.
All right.
So it's not an alternative. It's really a continuation school.
I guess. I don't really know.
All right. Listen, I'm going to put a plan together for you, Kay. Easy on the weed. I'm also going to tell you you're not going to turn pro skating wise, so you got to think of something good to do with your life. Get out of this, get your grades good, fly straight, and get out of this alternative school nonsense. And as far as this chick goes, she's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, forget
she,
it.
You just find somebody else.
There are plenty of people out there. Somebody will like you. I don't want to add in there for you.
For who you are.
Too much meaning for Kay.
Instead of just the Hesher got thrown out of public school?
Yeah.
The people are like delusional now, right? And look, if somebody likes you, they like you. That's it. Don't dissect it. Don't break it down.
Yeah.
I mean, people say to you, right? Oh, they're just talking to you because you're on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm interesting. That's right. You idiot. And I'm just going over to Pat O'Brien's house for his Christmas party because he's on TV. I want to go over to his house. And that's the way the world works. Why does it have to nullify it all the time?
There are people that are doing interesting things who are not good or nice people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And don't need to be talked to.
But
yes.
We don't go to their Christmas parties. You know what I mean? Right. We don't talk to them.
No, people, my friends are obsessed with this.
What?
You know, like stripper comes over, sits on my lap, is extra nice, and then leaves, and they're like, she recognized you. I'm like, you're goddamn right she did.
What else should be here?
Why do you think I'm on TV? What do you think my plan is in life? Why do I even want to get on TV? You think that hurts? All you're doing is confirming my plan. She don't like you for you. Me, who's not on TV, is no good. And that means I'm back to carpentry. That sucks.
You don't like you either, then.
No. No one likes me. Jill?
Hi.
You're 32. What's up?
I like you, Adam.
Thank you. But do you like me for me, or do you only like me
because
of what you think I am?
I thought about that many times. If I was in a room with you, you weren't on the radio, you would just... you're hilarious.
That's right.
It'd be super fun.
I never stop entertaining.
But now I'm scared of Jill that she's thought of this many times.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi, Jill.
I have a question, and I think you can answer it for me.
All right, what's up?
Yesterday afternoon, I had a sexual experience with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have many of those these days. We have a 3-year-old, and we're busy and issues and stuff.
What are the issues? What are the issues?
God, it's terrible. I'm going to be the classic Loveline caller. Actually, he's been removed from the home until the court says he can come back. We'll just leave it at that.
He's been physically abusive?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Your husband was physically abusive? Or?
Yes, to me, yeah.
To you?
I couldn't. And it was the first time, but it couldn't be tolerated, so I had to call the police. All right. I don't know what I expected them to do when they got there, but he's been removed from the home until he finishes counseling and blah, 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 blah.
All right, good.
I'm in Al-Anon, and I'm seeking...
Great. You are not... Listen, Jill, you're already way outside of the bell curve of our Loveline callers. Okay. You're doing something about this. You're in treatment. Things are going well. Okay.
Let me... Oh, God, I'm having... It's... The programs I'm in are making me see everything in a whole nother light.
Good. Excellent.
But I did have relations with my husband yesterday.
All right.
Can't remember when my last period was. It was in the last month, but... I'm thinking, this is ovulation time right now. Bad move.
Yeah.
Tried to get the morning after pill.
Yeah.
The doctor on call, apparently it wasn't her moral deal.
You remind her, it works by preventing ovulation. You have to educate the doctor about that.
She didn't want to have anything to do with it. Referred me to my OB. I thought, oh, yeah, well, I'll call them.
Okay.
All right.
And?
And the phone went dead.
Did we lose her?
I hope so.
I have another question.
Oh, my God.
It's about the morning after pill. Come on.
I know, but that phone line was slowly dying every second she was on the line. And let me, now she's gone. Let me put this out to a warrant as a warning to all you Loveline listeners. She spent 3 minutes discussing semi-relevant things, but not asking her question. And then God came in, intervened. Or Allah, as I like to call God, and pulled the plug on her. Now she's gone forever, and she'll not get her question asked.
She wanted to know how to take the morning after pill. I think you put it in your mouth and swallow it.
Take them now, then again 12 hours.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Anna. She's 19. She's a stripper. She sometimes fantasizes about girls at work. All right? After this. Line. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew over there. Hope you're having a good Memorial Day. Veterans Day, Memorial Day, same thing, right?
What's this big POW-MIA thing this day? You catch
Is
this?
It the same thing?
No.
When's Veterans Day?
November 11th.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Well, why having a Memorial Day and a Veterans Day? One's for the people that are alive and the other for the people that are dead?
I think Veterans Day was like Armistice Day and they just turned it into Veterans Day.
Oh,
like
it got converted?
Yeah, I think.
Well, anyway. It's good times. I'll tell you, lots of good TV tonight, boy. Lots of color footage of us bombing Japanese. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, all that Pacific stuff is in color. Crazy, gruesome stuff. All this Iwo Jima.
Oh, yeah.
All those kamikazes. All that stuff's crazy. Okay. Where were we? What were we asking?
Taking calls.
You were asking something. I don't remember what it was. Oh, POW and MIAs.
You notice there were those flags were flying. I haven't seen those since 1972. Or 1968, right. Really.
Prisoner of War and missing in action.
Yeah, all of us. I heard this on the radio. There's still guys over there from World War II. I'm thinking, what? And the old folks home over there? I mean, what do they mean?
No, there's no one over there from World War II.
On the radio, somebody
No
said,
American.
Somebody on the radio tonight, as I was driving here, said, oh, yeah, the World War II, Korean War, they've lost. You know, a friend of mine, we lost so-and-so over there. Like, yeah, they died over there.
Yeah. Hey, it's another TV storyline you don't see anymore is the Japanese soldier who's still on
still
Iwo Jima
thinks, yeah.
who does not know that the war is over.
Right.
Which sort of worked on, like, I Dream of Jeannie in 1967,
yeah,
but
right.
it's probably not going to cut it anymore. Anna?
Hello.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. I'm a stripper, and sometimes when I'm at home and I'm masturbating, I find myself fantasizing about some of the girls that I work with. And I'm wondering if that's okay. And sometimes it's not even just the girls that I work with. Like, my boyfriend has porno mags, and there's, like, this one really hot chick. Like, she's a blonde chick.
Yeah.
I think about her.
Blonde, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. And what's your stripper name?
Foxy.
Foxy?
Uh-huh.
What are your other stripper friends' names? Give me their handles.
Let's see. There's Foxy. There's Bunny Maxim.
Yeah, Bunny Maxim and Foxy. Foxy State Tribe. State Tribe. I love that. Oh, businessman. It's like, ATM. Mini bottle of champagne. Show your appreciation. Plenty of parking. Is that what the guy sounds like?
Yeah, worse.
No,
worse,
really?
Worse, wow.
I hear.
I know many things could sound worse than that.
You go to bed, right? You close your eyes, and that's what you hear, right?
Absolutely.
So what is your question exactly? Why would you fantasize?
I'm just wondering, like, why. I mean, my dad left when I was really young. He was always in and out of jail.
Mm-hmm. So he was kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, he was a bad guy. I mean, he's good now. He tries.
I understand, but sort of this behavior leaves an imprint, leaves a physiologic residue.
My mom was very physically abusive.
All right, really?
So
that's freaky.
You probably have lots of confused feelings about your sexuality, and certainly these are highly sexualized images you're looking at, or sort of acts you're looking at, these women dancing. So it's natural enough that would become arousing to you, but when it becomes probably more difficult to understand is when you actually start having confusion about, am I sexual, am I lesbian, or am I
straight? Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't think I would ever want to have a relationship. I just think women are beautiful, and it's
you're a lesbian.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Okay. All right, let me...
It's a very visceral feeling when I
see it.
Anna, let me see if I'm going to see if I can describe the DJ at your club.
Okay.
Stocky guy wearing the workout pants with the leather fanny pack. Goatee and mullet.
He doesn't have a mullet. He's got a shaved head, and he wears like 6 gold chains, and he thinks he's like a baller, and he's like bling bling and.
Right.
So. What's bling bling mean?
Bling bling. It's like he's he's got it going on. Like I give me another gold chain. Let me reach in my fanny pack and grab some coupons. Half ass lap dances and well drank.
How do you feel up there? What does that do for you when you're dancing?
Gives her money.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, Dad.
What else?
It's a form of living, but it's acceptance.
Acceptance.
Like, people think I'm pretty and I have a nice body and I'm thin, and that's.
And that's the only way you can kind of nurture yourself, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How much you make on a normal night?
Isn't that interesting?
It depends. Anywhere from $300 to $800. It's a small club.
That's it.
$800 is not bad, huh?
Why do I always get the range when I go for average? Average night, $400?
$400, $450, yeah.
See, that's a solid night.
Yeah, right, weekends, maybe 600-700.
Just topless?
Yeah.
You get any guys wanting you to do stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. I do private parties, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How's that go? Is that bachelor parties and that kind of thing?
Bachelor parties, things like that. And I take a person with me. I take a friend of mine. He's a big guy, and he's sort of like my security guard.
Right.
Thing. And
he makes change, and he flips the tape in the ghetto box.
Right, in the ghetto box. They're right.
It's always weird. It's always weird when the stripper seconds come out. You know, it's a big dude. He drives the van. He's carrying a ghetto box and a poncho that he spreads out on the floor. And he goes over the ground rules. So, okay, guys, first off, anyone need to make change? I got fives, tens, and twenties. No singles. Secondly, Sabrina, when she dances, there'll be no touching. There'll be no wadding up of the cash and trying to throw it into her vagina. You keep your hands back. Now, she's going to do something called Around the World. She's going to do something called Feed the Kitty. She's going to do the Golden Cascade.
Oh my God.
Who's the bachelor? This guy's like all business while she's still in the van. You're scared now? It's more like, this dude is basically in your house. You don't want him in your house. And he's like, I'll be over there. I'm wearing the leather duster. I'll be flipping the warrant tape when it reaches the end. Again, if anyone has any questions or needs any change made, you raise your hand, excuse yourself from the circle of sex. You never seen that?
No.
The chick comes in. She's like chewing gum. They spread out the thing. They get going. This one poor bachelor guy is essentially being like traumatized by a vagina. Because here's the thing. Yes, guys like women, but I don't know if guys like women when they're 12 of their buddies who drank too many Mickey's Big Mouths, who are like taking a towel and snapping him in the nuts while his dork is out and covered with Cool Whip, some 8-foot black dude standing by the, you know, giving him the stink eye by the ghetto blaster. It's really not an enjoyable sexual experience.
Right, it's humiliation.
Many bachelor parties turn into phallus humiliation for the guy who's getting married. It's not one last fling for the bachelor.
No.
It's one last chance to abuse the guy who was stupid enough to get married.
Onerous way possible, yeah.
Right. And then there's always some dude who's not even a good friend of the bachelor. He came with one of the guys who's a good friend, but he's cool, and it's cool because his dad owns the rental place and got us the party bus. And it's that there who ends up like banging one of the strippers or pissing off one of the strippers so that she storms. There's always one oddball who gets drunk you don't know that well who pisses somebody off.
That's every party, right?
Yeah, that's how every bachelor party works. Stacy?
Yeah.
What was that last chick's question?
Huh?
Did you tell her to straighten up, Drew?
No.
She all right, that last caller?
Yeah.
All right. Stacy?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
I recently had a fight, and after the fight, I came home, and I, like, kind of used the bathroom, and I saw blood come out. I don't think it was my period, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I won't stop bleeding.
Who'd you get in a fight with?
This boy at school.
Did he punch you there?
I think he kicked me. I was like just thinking of hitting him. I wasn't really on him hitting me.
All right. Is there any chance you're pregnant? I don't.
That's a good fighter, bud. That's the warrior spirit there. You don't even know if you got hit.
That's right.
You're just thinking about hitting him, right?
Yeah.
Any chance you're pregnant?
No.
Okay. So you're just
not that good.
You're just
why were you fighting a guy?
Because he was talking all this crap about me in class, and, you know.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But don't get any more fights, right?
Okay.
It's not a good way to go.
Okay.
It doesn't work. From a general lifestyle, it doesn't work.
Okay.
All right, so please, don't get any more fights. And what about the internal bleeding, Drew? Could it be internal bleeding?
No, I just think it's mid-cycle bleeding. Occasionally, your periods won't be exactly on time. You just get bleeding here and
there. What about getting punched in the kidney? Would that be some blood in your urine?
Yeah, but this is in their urine. This is
not in your urine, Stacy?
No, it's like every day I see blood, you know, always every day since the fight.
How long ago was that?
It was 3 days ago.
3 days.
Again, you might. Have you ever had a pelvic exam?
No.
Somebody examines those organs. You might want to go do that just to be sure there's not something else causing it.
Probably have some soreness or something if the guy put a knee in your abdomen.
Listen, just emotional upset can make women do this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How's everything going at home other than the internal bleeding?
Everything's fine.
Everything's good?
Yeah.
You doing okay in school?
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble for fighting?
It was after school, so no teachers knew.
Oh, okay. Do you guys have a place you go to fight?
Like by the sixth graders are always after school, like always after school there in one place, like in the back of the school.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, no more fighting. You got to start acting like a young lady.
Okay.
All right, baby.
All right, okay.
Take care.
Yeah, I'm thinking about internal bleeding.
Hmm.
It's internal. You don't see it on the outside.
Hmm. Internal bleeding. Oh, that's on the inside.
Hmm.
That's not going to come out via urine?
Mm-mm. Oh, well, urine is kind of internal, but that's, no, not typically. Internal really means, inside.
So if you had internal bleeding, it would not manifest itself externally
at all
through fecal matter or urine.
Fecal's outside your body.
All right. And
I know you have a problem.
Coughing something up, bringing something up. Could be in your stomach. Could it get
really,
in your stomach?
You're really talking about intra-abdominal bleeding when people talk about internal bleeding. They can mean the chest and the lungs, too, but there's stuff not coming out. It's not outside the body.
All right, so no way to know.
Yeah.
That's why it kills you.
That's why it's internal.
Okay. We're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
It's Chevron Pill Nasty. Coochie, coochie, coo.
We'll be back with more Lovelines. You bunch of skank-ass perverts. 106.7 KBPI. Don't forget to listen to my show weekdays at 3, the Uncle Nasty Radio Network. You bunch of perverts.
Myself there, Drew.
Whoa.
David Arquette is coming in here tomorrow night, and he's got something coming out. I saw him in, and I don't know what the hell it is. Jimmy Kimmel is going to be on the show with me out of New York on Thursday night.
No. Is that a New York Times article on Jimmy?
No. What'd it say?
It was
good?
Yeah, it was all right.
Let me say this about that for a second. People always talk about how women have it tough in this society, being judged by the way they look and all that kind of stuff. There's been about 150 articles written on Jimmy in the last 2 weeks since he got the late night ABC slot coming up on the new fall season.
Yeah.
And every single one of them has a physical description. They will call him the round-faced co-host of right. The Man Show. I was called
Dumpy.
His toothy sidekick.
Right.
He was called a beefy Bob Crane.
Right.
Now, imagine applying that to a woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying there's a hypocrisy, but I'm saying from a societal standpoint, we always toe this line of semi-BS, which is women have all this to...
Pressure.
All this pressure. What's up? You got to write an article about a comedian. Jimmy is a attractive guy, not a great-looking guy, not a bad-looking guy. As comedians go, probably better-looking than your average Gilbert Godfrey type.
Right. You're
There's
gay.
A lot of very unattractive male comedians out there, and Jimmy's probably ahead of the curve there. And I'll throw myself in on that. Now, keep in mind, these are comedians. These are some of the most unattractive men there are on the planet.
They had to compensate by being funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But what's the part where we have to do a semi-insulting physical description of the guy before we start in with the article?
Yeah.
And would that fly with the woman? You know, like the big-assed so-and-so, the beefy Bob Crane.
Bob Crane, of all people, dude.
I'm his big tooth sidekick. I mean, come on, fellas, just write the goddamn article. You really got to do the description. Everyone is the round face, the beefy. And here's the whole thing. Jimmy's probably lost 15 pounds over the last year or something. Mm. Jimmy's probably about 6 foot and about 190 pounds. But, I don't know, is that morbidly obese? You know what I mean? How big an issue is the weight? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Probably a little lighter than your average comedian. Chris?
Hello?
Yeah, it's a round face and beefy and bucktooth. What's up there, Chris?
Not much is up. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I was calling because there are two sort of confusing issues in my life that I'm thinking might be related.
All right.
The first is that I've been really having a lot of trouble deciding on my sexuality. Mm-hmm. I identify myself as bisexual,
mm-hmm.
but that's only because I can't decide where I'm at.
Okay.
Because in thought and in just, you know, random attraction, like see someone walking down the street, I'm mostly attracted to guys. I read a lot of gay erotic fiction.
All right.
But when it comes, I've been with both guys and girls, and as far as the guys' experiences go...
That guy reads a lot of gay erotic fiction. We could never, ever hang out. Ever. Not only with the erotic, not only with the gay erotic, but the fiction, and then the R word.
What?
The R?
Reading.
Oh, reading.
He's
oh, yeah,
reading. Oh, my God, would we not have anything to talk about.
So when you're attracted just to guys, and what else now?
I'm sorry, what now?
You were, keep going.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but, like, I've had sexual experiences with both genders.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. just having had a sexual experience with women does not
no.
mean you're not gay.
He's bisexual. No, we're going with gay here.
I'm going to elaborate on that. Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy the guys at all.
When you're with them. Yeah, we've heard this once in a while.
I'm really doing that.
Yeah.
But there is enjoyment with the girls.
All right. So were you sexually abused?
I'm sorry?
Were you sexually abused growing up?
I don't think so. Although I sometimes think I have a repressed memory, although I don't have anything to back that up, so it's pretty much just a...
Anything else going on in your life, emotionally?
Not really. No, there's not really anything.
Hold on, you read gay erotica with no pictures?
No. I mean, yes, no pictures.
Yes, no pictures.
Just like tales of cornholing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. I got to talk to Drew.
Yeah.
Just the fact that he would read erotica
for
arousal makes you gay, even if you're reading straight stuff. Because no heterosexual guy would do that. You got to look at a picture, right?
Right.
That's a chick move, right?
Yeah. It's kind of, in fact, I don't know any males that really do that. Very occasionally, but that's interesting.
Chris is has a very keen intellect.
Yeah,
though.
He's
Chris,
an interesting guy.
Uh-huh.
You're a smart guy?
Yes. I like to think so.
Yes. And you do well in school?
Uh-huh.
And you're going to go off to a progressive college one day?
Hopefully university.
Okay, university. All right, nothing in Arizona, I hope, right?
Well, I live in Arizona.
I know.
I go to the U of A.
Ooh, okay. U of A is all right. All right, so, Chris, here's what I would say. You're a smart guy, but you're having trouble figuring out this topic, and I don't know what the answer is. I don't think Drew does, and I don't think you do.
I don't think there is an answer.
But you
right
don't need one.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's say something. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. When you asked if there's something going on, the second issue came to mind, but I passed it aside, but I think I'm going to bring it up.
All right.
It's decreased nowadays, but for a long time I had this real paranoia that, like, adults looked at me in a sexual way that would be inappropriate.
Oh, that's interesting. So that does suggest something happened.
But see, I don't have any memory of that.
Yeah, all right. Well, again, it is what it is, and you're grappling with it, and most 15, 16-year-olds are trying to figure out their sexuality or sort of solidify it, and you're grappling with the same. It sounds to us like you're gay, and you just sort of don't like that for some reason. Now, it's peculiar that the actual gay sexual experience would be unpleasant to you, since that's what you find attractive and arousing.
Yeah, but what if something happened to him, I mean, in an incredibly early stage in life that was just in his subconscious somewhere,
right?
And it was just enough to throw him off,
right?
And not enough for him to consciously understand what was going on.
Or what it does is just make him confused about his sexuality, and then he doesn't enjoy anything with anybody. And so, yeah, that's the kind of thing that therapy would be good for, frankly, if you really want to get going.
Mark?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Not much. How's it going?
Good.
You're my idol.
Thanks, buddy. What's your question?
I was wondering the short and long term effects of speed are.
Speed?
Yeah.
The short term, you know, you can have a heart attack, you have a seizure, things can happen to you.
Right.
You can get mood disturbances and panic. The biggest long term effect, other than the more catastrophic kinds of things, are that it has probably the same effect on the brain as ecstasy, and that it can seemingly decrease the number of cells in your brain in the area that's responsible for mood. So people end up with memory problems and chronic depression sometimes.
Okay.
Tons of people get paranoid. And the paranoias are very interesting. They're slow to develop. You only have to use the drug 2 or 3 times a week to get this. And they always involve people close to you. Families, friends, coworkers, neighbors. You start believing they're all thinking about you and planning something to get turn against you in some way.
Okay, thanks. What about coke? Is that... I mean, I know it's a little better, I've heard.
Well, the paranoias are more short-lived, and they're always focused on uniformed officers, interestingly. And cocaine can have more serious medical side effects in the initial, while you're using it. It's the most common drug to cause seizure, heart attack, stroke.
Good times. Hey, Mark, this is your idol speaking, Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Literal millionaire. I am going to command you not to do coke or speed.
I've cut down a lot.
Please do. It's really
expensive.
It's very expensive. No, it's just a path that leads circles around and goes up your ass.
Bad addiction. Really.
I was going to say leads to nowhere, but this is better. Yeah. Nowhere to go with this. Either you start liking it, and then what? You're 18. You're spending all your money on coke, and you can spend so much on coke.
Oh, and your brain just gets locked into it.
You're just a mess. Just screw it. Stop with the coke and the speed, and we'll be back. Yeah. Love line, daddy-o. I'm Ace Rockola. That's my bro. Doc Drew. My brother, Doc D. All right, let's hop back on the phones, huh? Chris, phone lines. See what we pick up. Marcus?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
I have a bisexual girlfriend, and I'd like to do a threesome with her and another girl.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how to tell her.
Cool.
Kind of touchy on this subject.
How long you two been together?
About a year and a half.
What do you mean she's touchy on the subject? What does that mean?
She just doesn't like me to bother her about it very much.
About her sexual orientation.
Yeah.
On the other hand, she's planning to have sex with a woman, right? With a girl.
Yeah.
Well, she is bisexual.
Yeah.
Has she had sex with any women since you were together?
No, just her.
Just her?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Ask that again.
Let's do a little offline reenactment.
Has she had sex with any women since you've been with her?
No, just her. Her maybe meaning her friend?
No, he means if you had sex with any women.
No.
I have, yeah. She has. Yes.
Who?
But you're not?
Just friends that I know and stuff, but...
Hold on, wait a minute. Who is she having sex with, female?
Just a bunch of girls.
That's bad.
All right. Now we don't believe you. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Good try.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it wasn't even really a good try. I mean, listen, everybody. If you're going to call and make a bogus call, like Drew, ask me some of the questions we asked him the last couple.
So, has your girlfriend had sex with women since you've been with her?
Yeah. I don't know. Just her.
Who is it that she has sex with?
I don't know, a bunch of girls, some friends. Listen, look, did we call you, you jackass? I mean, did you suddenly, at a minute 11 in your bogus call, did you run out of,
you didn't want to do it anymore?
You decided you want it out? So, wait a minute, she's having sex with a bunch of girls? I don't know.
Here's the problem.
Oh, screw yourself. Hey,
wait.
Marcus.
Part of the problem here is
I'm more mad at Marcus for not coming up, for not finishing his bogus call.
I know we have too many jack off guys. We need more women on the screen here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Screeners. Hey, women, girls.
I want to talk
female
some girls.
Female calls.
I don't. You know what? I don't want to talk to another guy who thinks he said Jim Morrison. I don't want to talk to any of these jack off 17-year-olds who are got that. I'm totally affected because I smoked a joint once and I skate and the world's coming undone and what do I
people
care,
like
man?
Me for
my
who
parents
I
suck. People don't like me for what I am. Just shut up, all you idiots. These are your guys. Women I hate for another reason, but you guys, God, I can't stand that guy. I can't stand that 17-year-old prick that calls a show. We're boring him. You know, can't muster the answer. Can't the muster energy. The energy, energy to yeah. give an answer. He's distracted. There's something going on. Just listen. Please don't call the show if you're that guy. Please. You don't have the energy. You're distracted. You're too bored. Good. Don't call the show. Sit and rot in your crappy room and stare at your crappy posters and graduate so you can go on to your crappy life.
Jillian.
Leave us alone.
Jillian.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, Berkey. Loving you. Love you.
Thanks.
What's up there?
Okay, well, I don't get the station where I used to live, but I came down here, so I'm glad I found the station that you guys have played on down here.
Phew.
And, yes, I heard the one show where you guys were talking about some kind of gene that you get if you have alcoholism in your family.
It's about a 50% chance that you get that gene, yeah. If you whether it's one or both parents with the disease of addiction or alcoholism, there's about a 50% chance per child of inheriting that gene.
50% chance?
Roughly, okay. Yeah.
Because my father's an alcoholic.
So it's 50-50 that you inherited. Now, you're an adult, so you would probably know whether you have momentum with alcohol or substances or thrill behaviors.
I definitely love alcohol.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, what kind of precautions I can do. I mean, besides just not drinking, I know that's really hard.
Well, as long as you maintain a relationship with chemicals that trigger that reward apparatus, you will activate this genetic mechanism. That's it, period, okay. Period. Now, can you control it for periods of time? Yeah, possibly, but it's very difficult to do that. No one knows exactly at what point you're going to cross over that threshold when you can no longer control it.
Okay, because I have four siblings, and I'm the only one who likes to drink, and my mom hates to drink.
No, I guarantee you at least one more's got it. And that one probably smoking pot or something else other than using alcohol. Because often what happens is the kids will go, well, alcohol, I'm never going to touch that. Dad was, you know, screwed up by that. But this natural herb here, this is good for you. And this is what I'm, you know, or they get.
Well, no, they're probably just on the Internet 11 hours a day beating off.
There's that piece,
to
too.
Stump porn.
Yes, that can happen. That's the other kind
that's
of
what your brother
behavioral saw. Addictions can get into it, too.
Close your eyes and picture your brother doing that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I command you. All right, Jillian. All right. So, listen, if you got the gene and you're getting some momentum.
You
got
to be extra careful.
Extra careful.
Super careful.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It scares me. It's so scary.
Well, it is. It's good that you're scared, and you really got to realize that it's going to take off. As much as you love it now, imagine when you can't stop.
Yeah, good times. All right, let's talk to Tiffany, 17. Tiffany?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. Okay, my ex-boyfriend keeps calling me. It's my baby's dad. And I've got a new boyfriend that's living with me now. And I don't really know what to do. I mean, he's wanting me back, Max.
Oh, my gosh.
Drew, what's your
there she is. You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
My fault.
Hey, wait a minute. What's her name again?
Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
You say your baby's dad. How old's your baby?
3 weeks and 2 days.
3 weeks and 2 days.
Yeah.
Forget that day business, by the way. I'm only excusing the week because the child hasn't made it to a month.
Okay.
But by the way, it always drives me nuts with the parents with that, how old you get? He's 27 months. I'm like,
27 weeks.
No, they do months. They do months.
After about 6 months, you start doing months. And then after a year, it's
do
months.
I don't want the 27 months.
18 months,
I get
months.
That a lot. And How old are your kids? But then go ahead and give it to
45 months.
45 months. Do you get that 27 months, 29 months?
You,
you I get that. I don't like it.
Don't,
I
you
don't
do
like
that up
having
to about
to
18 to 20, and then you stop.
24 months you go to, and then you start.
No, I've gotten over. I've gotten like 27, 28 months, and I'm always like, so that makes them a junior. They're a junior in high school, right? Is that what that is? All right, so Tiffany, your baby's 3 weeks old. You're 17. The father is not in the picture or trying to get back in the picture, and you got a new beau?
Yes.
That's nice. And how old is he?
The new one? 20. Yeah.
20, great.
20. And you're living together?
Yes.
What does he do? I'm going to look into my crystal ball. I'm going to say something about metal construction or...
Roofer.
Or the nothing. Which is it?
What does your boyfriend do?
I'm carpet laying.
Carpet laying. Ooh. And we never talk about that.
No.
That's bad. That's very bad. That's bad. Whenever, hold on a sec. Whenever you're putting something down, it's bad.
Like a roof or a floor.
Flooring, carpeting, linoleum, roofing, possibly tile. You're laying something down. Bad. Concrete's bad. Always a bad sign when you have to lay things down. Tiffany?
Well, why do you think that is?
What I don't know. Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
The new guy?
Yeah.
Who do you want to be the father for your child? Who is going to be involved in this child's life for the next 20 years?
Well, I want the dad, you know.
All right, so you need to establish some kind of working relationship with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you can still have a boyfriend. Does he know you have another boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right.
Is he all right with that?
Not really.
He wants you back?
Yeah.
Why'd you break up with him?
He, like, wanted to go out and get drunk all the time and...
Sounds like
one of the guy fun.
Fun.
Mm. All right. Probably, Let's do some cow tipping. Is that kind of fun? Okay. Tiffany?
Yeah.
You're doing good. Always think about what's best for the child.
Period. Stop
you
right there.
Don't get back together with this guy.
If you don't want to, but keep a relationship going so he can be the father.
And no more kids, right?
Yeah.
You using birth control now?
Yeah.
Birth control?
Yeah.
What pill you on?
I'm on the shot.
Shot.
Good times.
All right, Tiffany.
All right, baby.
Okay, thanks.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
All righty. 17. I was watching movies of me yesterday at age like... 22, 21.
Calling this show?
Well, that's kind of interesting. We've talked about this before, but my first apartment I lived in, my roommate, the Wheeze, had a video camera. And this was the old school kind. You had to plug it into the stereo and stuff. You couldn't go very far with it. It had a cord on it that was like 6 or 8 feet long. So there's never any shots of the apartment, never any shots of the bedroom or the garage or the kitchen. It was just the living room
like
where it was plugged
camera.
In. Like it was like a TV camera. Yeah. Right. Couldn't follow you into your dressing room kind of thing. It's like the ones on the wheels. And there was shots of me and all my friends at age like 22. Yeah, see, 1985, 1986. Yeah. There's also a recorded video of a girl over at my house calling up Loveline and making a bogus phone call. Drew was not on the show. There was a little leave of absence going on at that time.
Right.
17 years ago. I must have been 21 then. And she's calling and making a bogus phone call.
Was it a good bogus
from
phone?
From my apartment. She was a chick, said she was in having feelings for her friend. You know, standard stuff.
But as usual, of course, there's five guys standing behind her.
Yeah, that was
putting
us.
Putting her up to it, yeah.
It was us.
Yeah. On her own, not in a million years.
I was watching a tape of me putting this chick up to calling Loveline 17 years ago last night at this time.
Isn't that weird?
Laughing my ass off, thinking how bizarre life is. Yeah.
Bring it in.
Yeah, I'll bring it in. Got to get it. Yeah.
How old were you?
Well, let's see. It was 1985, and I graduated high school in 82, and I was 21. Mm. You can see my old crappy truck. You can see all the goofballs who were hanging around my apartment.
Yes.
252 months.
252 months. Thank you, Anderson.
What?
And that's how old I was.
I see.
And you can see my slot cart set and kittens and rabbits all running wild in the living room.
Oh, my God.
You have
God.
To bring that in.
Yeah, I got to bring that in. And I'll tell you something. You've never seen anything more precious than a little tiger-striped kitten. And I'm talking about five-week-old kitten attacking a full-size bunny rabbit, just wrestling with it on its back, biting its ears, rolling around. And the rabbit just sitting there. We had a pet rabbit just sat there like a futon while this little kitten would just claw at it. And then once in a while, the rabbit would run away and the cat would pounce on it. The rabbit just sort of tolerated it.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Don't let the
about that.
PETA people see this.
Yeah. Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 17?
You ate them both?
No, the Wheeze let the rabbits go in the hills, thinking they were getting too big for the apartment. And the cat we gave to the Wheeze's mom.
Okay.
Ended up getting hit by a car some years later.
Good times.
What's up, Jenny?
Okay.
I have a question about birth control.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go on it, but I get a physical, like, in August.
Uh-huh.
And when they take your, like, blood sample and urine sample, would they be able to tell, like, if it's, like, if there's, like, a high level of something? And
no.
They wouldn't?
No way. However, I have grave concerns about you hiding things from your doctor. That's your doctor. You're entitled to confidential health care. What would make you hide things like that from the person who's responsible for your health care?
Because they would tell my mom.
Why?
Because they're like friends.
That's illegal.
Yeah, but come on. If they're friends, they'd do it.
If my mom says to her, like, oh, I'm worried about her, can you check
then me? Then you shouldn't be seeing that doctor. If you don't have the confidence that they will not break the law, then you need to see
All right, but you can't see another doctor because the mom's going to get suspicious if you say, I want to see a new doctor.
Right.
Now, let me ask this, Drew. If you're on birth control, doesn't show up in the blood or the urine unless they're looking for it?
They'd have to really look for it, yeah.
Could they find it in the urine?
If they really looked for it. But that's never.
But they don't look for it.
No way.
I mean, so here's the thing that I think most people don't understand is when they take a blood sample, they take a urine sample, they look for things.
They're screening for kidney failure, liver failure, electrolyte problems, thyroid, parathyroid problems.
They're looking for things.
But what I'm saying they're looking for a disease.
Yeah, I know.
Screening for
they don't take the urine and the blood and pass it through some supercomputer and have a bunch of stuff just pop out. She's on birth control.
No.
She took a Quaalude 4 years ago. She smoked a joint. They're looking for certain things. They don't find those things.
They're looking for a meaningful disease. They're screening for disease.
Okay.
All right, so she wouldn't know that way.
Right.
But I understand the problem, because if mom and her are good friends, you can't hop doctors. She's going to suspect
something. Are you going away to school?
What?
Are you going away to school? Will you be going away to school for college?
Yeah.
All right,
not this year, next year.
Yeah, but when you do, get yourself set up with student health services
and
get out. This is not a good situation.
Well, meanwhile, she wants to get laid, right?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for over a year, like...
Having sex with him?
Yeah.
And you're not getting pelvic exams?
I'm not what?
Getting pelvic exams?
No.
What's up, baby? Why do you sound like you're 13 when you're 17?
You're 12, yeah.
No.
What? Yes.
I'm 17.
What happened?
You sound 12.
Anything happened to you?
No.
No.
What's up? This is just goofy?
Eating disorder.
No.
Eating disorder?
No.
Well, you're
where's daddy?
Like sleeping?
No, this is like super intrusive parenting stuff.
Intrusive parents? Yeah. What's your mom do? Attorney?
No, she's like retail.
Ah, pain in the ass?
Yeah.
High strung?
Yeah.
Lots of energy?
Yep.
Suffocating?
Yeah.
Hate her guts.
Can't breathe.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Right.
She's, like, really overprotective, and, like, she doesn't really know about me and my boyfriend.
Well, unfortunately, the result of her being overprotective is you don't develop, and so you're not making good decisions on your own behalf because you're not allowed to be a separate, complete person. And so here you are going ahead and having sex anyway and sort of in denial about it and not making appropriate plans for it and not taking care of your health care. And then not being willing to stand up for yourself in terms of having your own doctor who you can trust won't break the law in terms of sharing confidential health information. So it's a problem here.
So what do you suggest I do?
I suggest you always go to Planned Parenthood if you want. No one has to know about that. You can certainly, you're entitled to your own doctor if you want to get another doctor.
Yeah.
You're entitled to talk to the doctor you're concerned about confidentially and put them on notice.
Yeah.
You expect them to hold this in confidence. And you can get your own health care set up when you go away to school.
That's interesting what you picked up and what we picked up, which is she sounded like she was 12, but she didn't sound abused.
No.
It wasn't, I'm 12 because somebody gave me the thumb at age 12. It's, I'm 12 because my mom won't let me become a woman.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, it's different. It's abuse still, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a form of abuse.
Oh, my God. I just have to thank my lucky stars for my absentee parents. When I hear about all these crazy, especially crazy mamas, just driving their kids nuts. Mm. Yap, 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 yap. They're always like little lap dogs, too. They're little. Some of my friends had moms that were just like, the kind of women that you just want to take a nice pitching wedge and just line them up and just lob them about 90 yards into the bunker. You know what I mean? Just that's what they needed. They're little enough that you could get them with a golf club. You could just launch them like from your lawn about six lawns over into a trash can. Like when you go to the driving range and you get the wedge out and you just try to lob it into that garbage can they have set up at 70 yards. That's what needs to happen. Oh, my God. The guys, they turn gay, or the guys just want to get out of there, or they just lose total respect for them. But the women, they end up turning them into basket cases. It's really a shame. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 19?
That's right.
What's up?
Well, this is kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyways.
All right.
I would really like to know the symptoms of hemorrhoids.
You know where your anus is, that area?
Yeah.
It hurts.
It burns
and hurts, yeah.
Actually, there's no burning or itching or anything like that. It feels like I'm just sitting on a giant bruise.
Yeah, you might. There are other things that can cause a hemorrhoid sometimes, but you can get fistulas and abscesses and other things down there, too.
Carbuncles
like Adam got.
I had a friend of mine had a rectal fissure at one time.
Yeah, fissures, sure.
And I didn't know what to do about it.
Well, you ought to see a doctor so they can figure out what it is. Right now, we don't know what it is.
Well, I went to the all-night pharmacy, and I got some preparation H.
Yeah, you can Anusol, preparation H, hot baths, long hot baths will help. But, time will keep your stool soft, stool softeners.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to work too hard there.
You just don't want anything hard going through.
I was rubbing preparation H on my thing.
Your carbuncle. A lot of good that did.
Stupid Buddy Ray. Preparation H on it. Push it back. You got to push it back, he was telling me. I was like, oh, my God, this is so painful. Oh, you got to keep pushing. I'm like, I don't know. It hurts. It's killing me.
Wow, it turned into an abscess.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, so bad. So horrible. Oh, you want to take a break, Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, my ass hurts just talking about that. All right, when we come back, we're going to speak to, who do you want to talk to, Eric?
Eric, yeah.
His girlfriend got a vibrator. Now she wants it more than sex. He doesn't. He wants help after this. Hey, Loveline. Who is this? System of a Down?
Yep.
No, cannot have. I like to do a No Cannot Have a remix to a System of a Down song.
When we were with dinner with those guys, remember they started, the restaurant guys started taking issue with them, remember?
No, cannot have.
They wanted to have this appetizer and that one.
No, not tonight.
Not after 6:30.
No. Yeah, we went in, me and Drew and System of a Down and some of the girlfriends, and that's about it. It's about eight people, right?
Yeah.
Went to a nice Armenian restaurant in the Glendale area, which is basically in Los Angeles out here. It's a lot Armenian community. They seem to know the guys. It wasn't a cheap place.
No.
John of System of a Down probably dropped $300-$400. And he was like, oh, man, you got to try this appetizer. You got to try. I don't know. It's like a chicken. Someone's got a chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich. How do you know about that?
Chicken.
Told the story. Oh.
Chicken sandwich. And he's like, can we get that? No, cannot. He's like, why not? We doesn't want him to see any sandwiches in the place or something. We're practically begging the guy. And System of a Down's got to be one of the biggest alternative Armenian bands currently working the L.A. scene. And this guy was like, no, cannot. No, cannot have. All right, thank you. That is my Falafel House remix of System of a Down. Yeah, they're delightful people there, I mean, especially when you want to substitute one thing on the menu for the next.
No problem.
It's
very flexible.
Done. Yeah. Yeah. Drew, imagine going to a resort run by those folks. No, everyone just close your eyes and picture a cruise ship that was run by Armenians. Hi, when is the, when's the show? There's a karaoke? No! Hey, can I, my wife would like some balsamic vinegar. No!
No substitute.
Yeah, the, mustering. We put the life jackets on and we meet down in the grand, but no! You drowned! Kid like to get his picture with, Mickey Mouse. No! Eric?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah, I saw you on Food Being Correct the other week. You were brilliant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Kilbourne, saw that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you. Apparently, you're in the minority or people have just gotten used to my brilliance. I did both those shows.
Nobody said anything.
Not one person said one thing. Uh-huh. It was just like, uh-huh. Although my grandma said yesterday she saw me on it. But she doesn't like to comment on the actual appearance.
Right.
She just acknowledges that she saw it.
She probably flipped past it.
That's enough.
She moved on. Oh, there's Adam. Come next.
Oh, she had to go to. Hold on, Eric. You got to. My grandmother, you know my grandmother. She likes to argue. Yeah. And some she'll argue both sides of her own thing. She goes, she says to me yesterday, she said, so I saw you on Politically Incorrect. I said, oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. A little pause there. No comment on how it was. Yeah. And she said, I do like this Bill Maher. And I said, well, you know, they're putting Jimmy on. And Jimmy's basically going to be taking his slot. And she said, yeah, they're really, really dumbing down television.
Oh,
I said, wow, that's my partner there.
You said that to her?
Yeah. So she said, I said, geez, Grandma, I didn't know you liked Bill Maher that much. I said, you know, Bill Maher always wants to hang out. He always says, you know, when I do the show, he says he wants to go hang out. And I thought I'd impress her, tell him, you know, this guy you're a big fan of wants to hang out with your grandson. And she goes, well, why don't you hang out with him? And I said, I don't know, because it's weird hanging out with celebrities. It's just weird. I don't like it. And she said, he's not a celebrity. And I said, sure, he's a celebrity. Well, you think so? I said, yeah. I said, if he went into a supermarket, people would recognize him. She goes, I wouldn't.
Oh.
I said, I thought you were a fan of Bill Maher. Well, I've seen the show a couple times. So wait a minute. A minute ago, you're big. How did the conversation turn to you not knowing the guy? A minute ago, you're a big fan. Or maybe it was the part where she found out about him wanting to hang out.
How frustrating.
Oh, it's Green Acres. Like I ended up arguing with myself and then it turned to blows. I punched myself out.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'd been arguing with myself. I got so frustrated. I socked myself in the gut. Eric?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Your girlfriend likes a vibrator?
Well, actually, I was wondering if, since Jimmy Kimmel's coming on the show, if you would tell the story of the time you and Jimmy were booked in the same hotel. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Somebody brought that up to me today.
Yeah. And, you got to tell that. That's hilarious.
All right. Remind me to talk about the time Jimmy whacked off in the tub and stood in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Yep.
All right. So what's up with the vibrator, Eric?
No, that was bogus. I just had to get...
Oh. All right. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate because we want to eat some of my birthday pie. We'll make this pitch one more time. And it's right back to the calls. I say it every year. I probably say it every week.
Pie.
I get the pie. All the other suckers get the cake, and nobody eats it. Everyone's pissed off. They get that sheet cake from Ralph's with the white frosting and the rainbow Jimmy sprinkles on top of it, and everyone looks at it like, yeah, great. Yeah, give me the one with the extra wax from the candle and half that plastic rose petal that broke off on the writing part.
Right.
Yeah, that's delightful. But everyone gets a cake and everyone's miserable. Everyone takes three pies. My party, obviously it's a running joke. I'm a big pie guy. It's pie, 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 and more pies. But you know what? It's devoured. Everyone eats it. I had a pumpkin pie to my head. To my head, Drew.
What?
A whole pumpkin pie I ate on Friday night.
Wow.
One piece left. I ate it, I ate half a apple. I've eaten three pies in the last 3 days, And you know what? When that pie goes around, I had banana cream for my birthday. I had pumpkin for my birthday.
Oh,
I had apple for my birthday.
Boy.
Devoured. Devoured.
Now this is wonderful.
Listen, here's all I'm saying. Everybody, just admit you were wrong with the whole birthday cake debacle and get on to pie. If not for you, for the people at the party that want to enjoy themselves. Who doesn't like pie better than cake? And don't give me the good cake argument. Oh, no, there's a place called Bennis. It's down on Fairfax. The cakes are in the $80. Yeah, okay, they make a good cake, but that ain't the one I'm eating at the party. I'm eating that crappy lardo cake. Make a good argument. You can't come up with it. Mediocre pie is better than good cake, and you don't get good cake. You just don't. So
you get bad cake, yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the caveat. Here's what I'm going to say to everybody, and we're going right on the call.
All right.
Unless for your party you can afford a very fine crafted cake, one from a nice Jewish bakery somewhere in the middle of town that's going to run you at least $25.
No marzipan.
Unless you can do that, you go pie. Make everyone happy. Thank you. Oh, wait a minute.
That's it.
All right. Rebecca.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Rebecca, you're 18. What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering. Okay, first I'd like to say that, Adam, I think you are so hot. I don't know why, but I think you are so hot.
Thank you for that qualifier.
I'm serious. And Dr. Drew, you're like hot like Richard Gere, and that just turns me on. But anyway, I'm 18, and I have never had a date, and, you know, guys really don't come up to me, and I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me, why I can't get a date.
And I'm not fat.
You're virgin?
Yes.
Wow.
You ever ask a guy out?
No.
You ever want to?
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Because what if he says no?
Are you smart?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you a smart person?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You going to school?
Yeah.
High school?
College.
You're in college?
Uh-huh.
What college?
Community college.
Whoa, whoa.
But I'm going to go to Irvine.
Whoa.
Irvine's a good school.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. Well, listen, you don't have friends that swing around, have boyfriends, meet guys, go out with guys?
I do. All my friends are. It's just me.
And what feedback have you got from them and their male friends and boyfriends and that kind of stuff?
They say my stanzas are too high. Oh, or
so you don't
really
sort of standoffish?
Yeah.
Your standards are too high. You know what that's basically a code for? Your standards are too high are basically saying, honey, you're looking to get an 8 and a 9, and you're a 6 or 7.
No, sometimes that's just, I want to date her, and she won't. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Some guy's just saying, she doesn't seem to want to go out with me. Therefore, your standards are too high.
No, when people tell you your standards are too high, really what they're saying is your math is screwed up.
Or your numbers aren't matching.
See,
you don't,
the thing,
you
like
think of yourself as an 8 when you're 6.
We haven't gone over the number thing in a long time.
Right.
No, when I meet a guy and say he's, like, cool or whatever, he might be cool, but, like, if he wears a ring, that, like, bugs me, and so I will just, like, stop liking him or something.
C-ring?
Like, any ring.
Oh, I see.
On his fingers. I just don't like rings.
Well,
I don't like
rings. All right, but that suggests you're looking to avoid...
I don't like those guys either.
You're looking to avoid intimacy, avoid vulnerability. You were sort of hinted at that when you said you don't want to ask a guy out because you might get turned down. Which suggests you just can't tolerate closeness, you can't tolerate rejection.
Where's your dad?
Vulnerability.
In Texas.
Mm-hmm. You get along with him?
Uh-huh. He's cool, yeah.
All right. He was there for you growing up?
Uh-huh. Right. Enough, you know. I mean, no, he wasn't because he didn't live with me, but he was there enough.
Well, no. He was living in Texas the whole time you were growing up?
Well, since I was 9.
How is that enough?
Well, I went and visited him in the summer, and I mean... Considering what some people don't have their parents at all, their fathers at all. So.
Yeah, but you're not that screwed up. You're just screwed up enough to saw your dad a month out of the year.
Right.
All
right. Well, listen, here's, you don't sound incredibly screwed up. There's also, some people are just late bloomers, too.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you're 18. You're not 23.
Right.
And I would suggest just giving in to it a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, just start dating. Why don't I just start dating? Have a nice time. Enjoy yourself.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Throw yourself at the mercy of your friends.
For dates.
Yeah. I mean, if one of your friends says, look, you should like this guy, Tony. He's a cute guy. He's a nice guy. I know him. Blah, blah, blah. He's a good friend
Trust
of my
that.
Boyfriend's. Just
Trust
go
that.
On. Yeah, go well, on. Listen, here's what I want to say.
Oh, that some of the crappiest stuff gets set up that way, though.
Okay, but in general.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in life that we're all not too good at.
Right.
We're just not. I mean, we have our weaknesses emotionally. And just like you don't know, Drew, you're a doctor, you can fix the human body, but you're not a mechanic.
Right.
You don't try to work on your car.
No way.
And when you bring it into a guy who knows what he's doing, you listen to him, and he tells you what to do. And that mechanic can work on a car and can't work on himself.
Right.
And by the same token, when he talks to you, he theoretically listens to you.
Right.
Not you personally, because no one listens to you. But, I mean, in theory, another doctor he would listen to. Okay. This is what I'm saying about life. It's the best way to improve. There's certain things you're just bad at. You got to listen to people. I don't know how to be a human being. I say to my partners all the time, and I'm not going to ask my family because they're not really full humans, but I would say to my partners, look, what's appropriate? Somebody's getting married. Someone's getting divorced. Someone died. Someone was born.
Yeah.
Should we send something? You tell me what to do. And they'll tell you, oh, no, you should do this. You should send that. And you know what? I know I'm not a human being. I listen to them.
Right.
This is what everyone should do. Rebecca may not be, may not have the greatest instincts in this department of life. Listen to your friends.
Yeah, good point.
Okay. Take a little break when we come back. We'll speak to, Robbie. He's 20. Yeah? Oh, that guy? Well, let's make short work of him. Robbie?
What's up?
You can't grow a beard?
No,
that's just you.
What's up?
That's just you. That's just the way it goes.
What do you got? You got the chin thing, but not the side thing?
Yeah, I'd like that. Dirty terrorist thing.
Yeah. What's your nationality?
This white guy.
Where are your ancestors from?
I'm like a mutt, you know, from all over Europe, you know?
Northern Europe, though.
Yeah.
Swedish.
Drew, you, what about you? Did you grow a full bear? You couldn't grow a full bear.
A
lot of guys are that way.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of Mexican guys are that way. Hawaiian guys are that way.
Oh, man.
A lot of guys that can't do that.
As my next step out of boyhood to manhood.
Well, no. grow a goatee or Van Dyke or something.
Yeah, the thing is, I was like a, you know, I don't know if this is to this, but I was sort of like a zitty guy in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that could add to like not growing in a full beard thing.
Nothing to do with it.
No. But it's nice as a guy, like once in a while you'll see that dude. I'll see that dude who has like no chin and kind of a, if he has a chin, it's only the second chin. It's the double chin. He doesn't have a first chin.
It's the neck.
And he'll grow a beard and, like, shave it around the bottom, and he'll sort of form a chin.
Right, a chin.
A jawline.
Yeah, a jawline.
Yeah, and it sort of works.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get away with a lot. I'll see some guy who's, like, maybe he's had a little acne pot marks on his forehead or something with the bangs combed over the hair. Maybe had some bad acne scars on the chin. He'll grow the beard, form the chin. I mean, it's like he's putting Play-Doh on his face and sculpting a new head.
Right.
But it works.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Robbie doesn't have that option.
No.
We'll be back. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Played some softball today and thought to myself, you know, Monday should be softball day.
Permanently.
Yeah. That'll be one of my first decrees when I'm in charge.
Saturday's basketball, Monday softball.
Felt good. Mm. It was like, yep, this seems about right, except for my pinched nerve, my goddamn neck, which is driving me nuts. Other than that, I just thought, yeah, what do I usually do on a Monday? And then I thought, geez, I'm usually at the office. And then I thought, geez, I can't even picture myself doing that. Horrible. Yeah. Softball Mondays. Liz?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yeah.
You're sexually compulsive?
No, it's not me. Well, I know that sounds really lame, but I've only had two sexual partners, but my best friend I'm kind of worried about because she sleeps around a lot. And
Tell her not to.
And we don't do second party calls.
Yeah. All right. Well, she probably lied to... phone screen or brain.
Anyway, the question up here was, can it be treated with medication? And medication can be useful in helping sort of slow down some of these behaviors, but no, that's not the treatment, ultimately.
Phone screen of Brian came out and played some ball with us today, by the way,
cool.
too.
That's great.
It's good to see him. Good-looking swing. Wears a bat and glove.
Angel.
Yes.
What's up?
That's funny because the girl you just hang up on was calling for me. And
on your behalf or a call?
Was on my behalf. We were both trying to get through. She's actually just left my house. She's on her cell phone. I'm Angel. I'm the one that's sleeps around.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually calling because I was wanting to know about what makes a person a nympho.
Well, that's a nympho is not a term that has really any meaning any longer. But there are people that are sexually addictive or are sexually compulsive, and basically it's being sexual in a way that's unpleasant or intrusive that usually causes you consequences that are unpleasant. And oftentimes, in fact, most of the time, this starts out with some sort of sexual trauma in childhood.
Okay.
And or addiction. Well, sometimes addicts flat out just become switch over their addictions to sexuality.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like an actual like mental disorder or anything.
Yes, it is. Okay. As I've just explained it.
Well, no. I mean, it's nympho is not a mental disorder.
Sexual compulsivity requires treatment oftentimes. And sexual addiction definitely requires treatment.
But okay. Isn't it?
But like I'm just kind of suspicious that that's my problem. I mean, I've been sexually active now for I'd say 5 years. I'm 21. I lost my virginity when I was 17. I've had a total of 12 different partners. As far as in bed, I'm not very outgoing and all that, but I don't usually turn down a person. I mean, I enjoy sex, but I don't usually.
Well, not being able to say no is a different issue than compulsively seeking it and having consequences from your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Not being able to say no is kind of a different thing. And that, too, suggests some situation when you've been kind of victimized, maybe sort of not so traumatically as you would cause sexual abuse, but something where you are used to being helpless and under the sway of another piece of person's desire, and that's sort of just where you go.
Not being able to catch daddy's eye or him not being around,
sometimes.
Not paying attention to you.
Sometimes.
Mixed in with little self-esteem issues.
Yeah, sometimes.
Fat kid from high school. Sure, you got a call there. Or
sometimes. Well,
should we just talk about how great this country is?
I was really done with her. But
they weren't.
Other than bipolarity, sometimes people are saying.
All right. So, where should she go?
Well,
should she go talk to somebody?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
Okay. All right. This reminds me. Hey, Kara.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
I had a question for Dr. Drew because he has kids.
All right.
I just had a baby. He's 3 months old, and I'm breastfeeding him. So I know that I'll get some kind of connection with him there, but I'm planning on joining the Air Force when I'm done.
When you're done breastfeeding?
Yeah, because I have a really crappy life right now, and I don't want to raise him this way.
Yeah, well, what's happening right now?
Well, my husband was in the military, and he got kicked out. And so right now we're living in my mom's house, and we have all of our stuff crammed into a little room.
Yeah.
And it's just not going the way. And
all right. Well, what about joining the Air Force when you have a newborn?
I'm just worried that he's going to forget who I am when I come back.
Do they let you do it? Yeah.
Well, it's worse than that. You're going to leave a physiologic imprint that he'll never recover from, probably.
Yeah, you can't leave your infant for months on end.
That creates profound, profound attachment problems. And people do not recover from those things very well.
Even if he's like a year old or...
Profound.
Yeah, that's not, you know, you should not even flirt with that idea. Now, if you can join the Air Force and bring the child with you on a base or something.
Even then, it's an issue if she's, you know, weigh a lot those first couple of years. But be that as it may, you got to... recognize what children need. Either that or don't become the primary caretaker. Maybe transition it over to somebody else. And even then, you're really flirting with the probability of real serious problems.
Let me pay a little quick bit of homage to the veterans that gave their life for this great country of ours. It's Memorial Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, this is the greatest country on earth. There's just no doubt about it. And, you know, when you see these things, when you see the black and white footage of World War II and what went on in the European campaign, there's something about the black and white era that really just makes it all seem like one big Charlie Chaplin film.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see the color footage of what went on in the Pacific campaign against the Japanese, and you realize that the guys who raised the flag on top of Iwo Jima, on top of Mount Suribachi. Those like six guys in the famous picture mm-hmm. that are raising the flag. That like four or five of the guys in the shot did not make it off the island because that was about the fifth day of the campaign, and the campaign went like 35 days.
Wow!
And many of these guys got killed along the way. I mean, one of the guys, you know, went back to the ship, did a radio interview, came back again, got killed, not even making it to his 21st birthday. That is what makes this a great country. And, you know, this country gets a lot of crap, too, sometimes for being the superpower that it is. But, you know, here's all you need to do when you want to think about this country as opposed to other countries. Think about how every one of these goddamn countries treats their prisoners of war. Think about how the Japanese treated the Americans. Think about how the Germans treated the Americans. Think about how the Vietnamese treated the Americans. Think of all these people, and then think of the treatment that they got from us when we captured them. That they thought that they were going to be beheaded and shot and thrown in a mass grave. And on the Pacific campaign, you know, people were jumping off cliffs and all that because of these stories, what Americans did. They got these guys. They gave them medical care. They gave them food. They gave them some shelter, and they let them go home a year and a half later when the war was over. That's all you need to know. And we get a lot of crap for dropping the bomb and doing all that stuff. But really just think, if you want to think who's barbaric, you picture what countries out there are barbaric. Think about how they treat their prisoners and picture how we treat ours. That's all you need to know. That's all. Japanese, they got our prisoners. They give them a half a bowl of goddamn rice and work them to death until they die and put them on a baton death march. That's all you need to know. Sons of bitches criticizing this country. How dare you? Young Marines fought and died for you, for your right to complain, you tree huggers. Get to work. You hear me? Sound like General Patton now. All right, we're going to take a break. You all reflect on what I said. We'll see you at 200 hours. Well, that's the end of the show. I want to thank you all for listening. David Arquette coming in here tomorrow night. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
No, cannot. No. No. Cannot. No! No, no, cannot have. No, 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 cannot have. No, 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 cannot have. No, no, cannot have. No, 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 cannot. No, no, cannot have. No, 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 cannot have.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.